So one of the things for this class is experience. Experience at different level. The levels on you'll never reach the final level because there's always opening on the horizon when you're dealing with God. He's unlimited. But I've proved with the word and with the seed debt cancellation. I've proved that you can have whatever your heart desires and still love God. Because it seemed like to some instances by deception, because I won't be using against the church or against any minister, so when I have to say something that I need to teach against them, I'm going to use the word deception. I'll put it on Satan. So through deception, the church has not known at large that she can love God and still live an abundant life in the area of material things. And so, how many of you have seen Tyler Perry's last movie? You saw the car he was driving? That's the kind I came in here tonight. I told him. Yeah, he's driving that Porsche. And I was sitting there looking at it. I said, "Les, you see, I drive one like that." And then I visited my friend Jesse. Jesse built a magnificent home. Kathy and Jesse is our close friend. And so we went to visit with him and looking around in his house. And so finally I asked Kathy the question, who did these curtains in your house? Magnificent. She gave me the name, that's all I needed. She was at the house day before yesterday. And she's going to redo our house. I mean, beautiful curtain. It just, see, you get to a point where you don't ask prices, per se. Right. And, you know, I'm still a negotiator. I don't just throw money in the air, but by the same token, I don't choke. I don't choke in enjoying life. I'm real proud of you here tonight, those of you who have showed up. Give yourself a hand. I'm real proud of you. Look at the person next to you and say, "You something." Tell them, "You something." All right, son. Showing up here like this. And then we welcome the internet viewers who are here with us. Like I said, it was over 300 last time. No telling how many it is this time. It will grow and grow and grow and develop. Because we are teaching basic, true, many, as I said, and I'm just taking my time, many, as I said, I've already experienced. And so we just ask the Lord to help us tonight that we can see some things and go some places that we've been trying to get to. Be a student, take good notes. I'll try to give some illustrations and demonstration as I go, but we're just going to get into word. Father, we thank you tonight that faith works. Release our faith here for this training class to these your people here and around the world. Help us to see what you want us to see. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. There's a scripture in Acts chapter 20 that little attention had been paid to because it don't sound right. And if you don't have the understanding of it, it seemed like it doesn't have any benefits for a person. In Acts 20:35, in my Bible, I'm just going to take the what he said. Well, I'll read the whole verse. Acts 20:35. It says, "I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said." Now, well, here's what he said. Notice what he says here. Because if you don't understand the inside information on this, it doesn't seem too happy, you know. It's you know, we talk that talk, but you don't just keep giving and nobody never give you nothing. You know, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Now, you know, surface wise, that don't even seem like it too smart, you know. But if you understand where he's trying to get you, because see, there's no such thing as giving without receiving, or there's no such thing as sowing without a harvest. And the giving or the sowing is the thing that make the other thing come to pass. So I believe if we get on the right end of the lesson, a lot of times we get on the wrong end, we get on the receiving end. And so we work and we do a lot of things trying to receive, but when there's a grace from the Lord that you can activate receiving. Giving, activate receiving. Sowing produces a harvest. And so we want to make sure we pay attention to that scripture. And after these training sessions for a while, you're going to recognize what it means when Jesus says, more blessed to give than it is to receive, because the giving calls the receiving. Now, a lot of things in class will be repeated over and over again, because that's what teaching is all about. I want you to write this down, because I want you to think about this. I'm going to give you a lot of points on it. But embracing the seed sowing grace of God. Embracing the seed sowing grace of God. Now that word grace there is very important, because it talks about the favor of God. And I want to say it another way, because anything that the Lord has designed for us to be blessed by has to come under the umbrella of faith. And so, embracing faith for seed sowing grace. Embracing faith for seed sowing grace. And I want you to see these two words now related to sowing, faith and grace. Faith and grace. I want you to see that. And I have three things I want to introduce you with that I had to call my secretary on the way here. The Lord spoke them to me. Sowing faith is a favor from God to release you from all limitations. See, that word grace and favor is interchangeable. Sowing faith. See, in this training section, so that faith come by hearing, I want the Holy Spirit to say enough to you that you become a sower. Yes, and that you sow by faith. Yes, with expectation. Yes, so sowing faith is a favor from God or grace from God to release you from all limitation. Hear that, class? Hear that. Release you from all what? Limitation. And no, I mean, you can expand on that. You can think about that, what that really means. And you can look at scripture. You have scripture after scripture to show you what it really means. Now, many, and I'll tell you before I say this statement here, the statement I'm about to make, the cause for it is, first of all, people are afraid of money. Church people. Yes, sir. Yes, because they've been frightened about it, that it caused them not to go to heaven. Tell the truth, preacher. But that's not true. That's not true. But you got to be trained to handle it, you see. And sowing is one of the main things that can keep you from becoming, to live a covetous life. You start sowing, you're not getting in trouble. See, a person who is a sower, according to God's guidance, will never get in financial trouble, both without money or with money. So many have not, the second thing, many have not developed faith to sow and do not recognize is the favor from God. Wow. See, many have not developed faith to sow and do not recognize it is a favor. Sowing is a favor from God. See, remember I said it's more blessed to give than to receive? Well, you know what he said about giving in Luke 6:38, don't you? Huh? Look at it because most of us know it by heart, but look at it because it's a memorized scripture, but it must become a lived scripture. This giving, I equate giving, I need to talk about sowing so you'll know how to do it, and a different type of giving, but by the same token, I think all of us fall in the category of letting something loose by faith. And you see there how giving start a transaction that is unlimited? I tell you, that giving there in Luke 6:38 is Ephesians 3:20, 2 Corinthians, 8 and 9, and 9 and 8. I mean, it's just unlimited. It's unlimited. And, you know, you always, another problem with having a class like this, is a lot of time in the church, people have become gun shy. You think you're trying to fool them out of offering. I ain't going, man. You want my money. You know what I'm saying? And so I think God had me to coin this. The Holy Ghost gave it to me. I didn't come to get money from you. I come to get money to you, but you get to have money to say that. Because all the people are going to say, I don't believe that. And so you don't have to come in these meetings offering consciousness. Your arm going to be twist about a certain amount you got to give or something. Now, if the Lord ever tell me, I'll tell you. But because I want to stay open to the Holy Ghost. I don't know what's going to happen in this section. But normally, people are real shy about when you go to talk about giving. But you notice that, good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running away. Why is that? Yeah, Luke 6:38, but why is it? Oh, it's been in Luke 6:38. I'm ready to get it out of Luke 6:38 and get it at 1918 Evergreen. They don't say it's trying to hide where you live. Everybody can fly up. They got cameras know where you live at now. Even my street address talk about money. 1918 Evergreen. Remember, always give with expectation. Always do it. Don't just tell me, I'm just giving. No, I'm not just giving nothing. Because we've got too many words said. All right, sowing. Now, I want you to listen to the third thing, statement, and we'll go to the scriptures, the key text in a minute, as we talk about embracing the seed-sowing grace of God. Say that with me. Embracing the seed-sowing grace of God. Boy, once you get it, you're going to enjoy it. You know, once you get it, you know, my brother had a birthday. He didn't cost me $1,000-something a night. I got a gift for him. Yeah. Yeah. And he don't give them, you know, the kind of gun he wanted. They don't. Yeah. He want a NAMM gun. But I enjoy it, you see. Yeah. I'll be elated after this service. I'll take him off and give it to him. I love it. Yeah. Now he ain't going to hear nothing I say. Now he hear, you know. So yeah, hurry up, Pastor. It's close. It's time to close. Listen at this statement. I don't know if you ever heard this statement before, but if you grasp it, it will make you more of a student to train to be a sower by the grace of God, by faith and through the grace of God. Sowing is a gift. I'm saying something else now. Sowing is a gift from God that work can never deliver the same result. Sowing is a gift from God that work, that labor, can never deliver the same result. And we took the cheapest route. And we came out cheap. But we're here now to do something about that, right? Yeah, you see, are you following me? Let me say it again. Let me say them all three again, because this is what it's all about. Sowing faith is a favor from God to release you from all limitation. Now, I stand here, I have no limitation in my life when it comes down to circulating money or having something or buying something, you know. I have no limitation. Sowing did that. This church didn't do that. Sowing did it. And then again, let's repeat it. Many have not developed. See, you have to develop faith to sow. You have to get you some sowing models to watch. And let them inspire you instead of despising them. There's a flow in sowing. You can get in a sowing flow. But it also puts you in a harvest flow. So sowing is a gift of God. It's a favor from God. That work can never deliver the same result. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Here we have Paul taking one set of sowers to inspire another set. 2 Corinthians 8:9. I would admonish you to read those chapters over and over, verse by verse. We'll be using them many times in these training sessions. Now, I want you to watch God's grace along this line, and I want you to watch favor, how it changes gear. It changes gear. And when you learn how to shift in sowing, it changes gear and it changes results. And it takes you off of Social Security. It places you where God puts you in a position where you know how to work it. You know how to work it. That's all I can say. You know how to work it. All right, now. So in 2 Corinthians, I'm going to read about 5, 6 verses, because I want to tie something in, and then we'll move with the lesson. The first verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, it says, read with me, "Moreover, brethren, we do you the witness of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia." So here Paul talking to the church at Corinth, but he's using the church of Macedonia as a witness in sowing, or witnesses of giving. Now, if you got your own Bible, you need to underline witnessing, or wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. In other words, I want you to see the grace of God bestowed. It's a grace that can be bestowed on you if you want it. But you're not going to want it. If you think somebody is trying to get your money, your hard-earned money, and look at the preacher, got another suit on, another pair. You know, you see, so you think he's trying to get you. You see what I'm saying? You got to come to revelation here. Whether nobody else going to sow, I'm going to sow. You got to come that way. God, the Holy Spirit has to show you this.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, sir.
You'll never see it. You're blind as a bat. You will never see it because it don't make sense. It don't make sense. My money running short, and you talking about soap. She always a sewing girl there. She always sold. It's a $100 check. This type of sewing that the Lord is, or this training that God is wanting to get us out of a financial predicament, you have to ask the Lord to bestow this on you. That the Holy Spirit can give it to you, because you're not going to get it another way. The Holy Spirit's got to give it to you. You know, with all these cranky people and all these people nervous about money and everything, you know. But I believe that I've talked about it. When he said bestowed upon you, I believe there's such a thing as a sowing anointing.
Yes.
And enablement, endowment, empowerment by the Holy Spirit to sow a seed. You know, I hear in the echoes of the spaces in this room, I don't want that anointing. Because I might have to give something up here tonight or next week. God might call on me to do something, see? But you want to receive.
Yeah, right.
See? And don't ever talk about somebody who has too much money. What is too much? What is too much? All right. The next verse I want to look at is the sixth verse. We're dealing with grace here. Insomuch that we desire tithers, that as he has begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. So sowing, there's a point in sowing, it become a finished grace. It become a place where you can't live without sowing no more. Sowing become like what Jesus said on the cross. It is finished. You come to the grip to recognize that God can't lie. And that if I be persistent and consistent in this, I'm going to walk right out of this rat race. See, it's a finishing grace. I know people who has the finishing grace of sowing, and they love the sow. I know people who do not have it. If you talk about sowing too much, they won't get out the organization.
Yeah.
They broke now, and you're trying to get them to be what I call an aggressive sower.
Yeah. Yes,
sir. Sowing like you got plenty of money, and know you don't have plenty.
Yeah.
But it just you come to the point where you're aggressive.
Yeah.
I want you to see that. In other words, this preacher going to come to you to make sure you operating this finishing grace. See, that's what the Lord has me doing tonight, have me doing. See, I want to train you where you have a finished grace on this. You see, that you know this is from God. This is not from man. This is not from some organization. This is a favor from God. It's more blessed to give than to receive, because if you ever start giving, you're not going to ever stop receiving. All levels changes when you become a giver. All levels begin to change. Everything begin to change. Favor start coming to you. People start looking for you. Checks start looking for you. Raises start looking for you. It's amazing to me. I wanted to talk to my wife before I started this session. She called my attention today. There's a man and his wife have been sending us dollars for years. $1 in the mail. Come, I think it come every week. Been doing it for years. All of a sudden today, they sent 600, 300 something. I mean, over 1,000, one was just sitting. I forgot the figure. Just that said it. Something happened. I've had that happen more than one time, more than two times. And I just received their seed with love. It's a dollar. I just received it. I said, Lord, bless them.
Yes,
see, you can say, what is this? But I will challenge you if I know you can do better and you're stupid me.
Right.
And see, I did that with a young man in this church. I don't want you to look at it. And I put, I said, boy, don't give me a dollar. He doesn't come here and talk about all the raise he got. I called on the phone and said, y'all come back.
Yeah.
He come to the office. And he said, I wouldn't have done that. He said, I went on. No. I'm going to tell you why I did it. You're going to see why.
Yeah, come on,
I said, I'm going to call his name. I said, Brian. Not this Brian. Not my barber. I said, Brian, you give me a dollar?
Yeah.
That's all you going to sow, a dollar?
Yeah.
I'm training all the time.
Yeah.
I'm helping him.
Right.
See, I don't need nothing. So, yes, sir, I see. I receive. Yes, sir, I better see this.
$3,500.
Yeah. I see, all you're going to, I want you to hear this. All you're going to sow is a dollar, so don't get stuck on the dollar.
Right. Come on.
Push yourself to another level of sowing.
Yeah.
And when you push yourself to another level of sowing, you're going to pull yourself to another level of living.
Yes, right.
Half of y'all don't even believe me. I look at them, see on your face. See, I'm trying to release this anointing in here tonight. Are you following me? And so he did something about it. They promoted him on his job. He got a big bonus. Now he the man who signed the checks. Had not I called him back about that dollar, he'd have missed it. That's right. See, and so I pushed him. He got another raise today. Yes, sir. Now, that's a $605 check. Now, if I had punked out. Thinking about his membership, because he's been a faithful member for many years, but I can't do that.
Right.
I got to be an overseer to him. That's what I'm here for. See, some people couldn't take it. He called me back and tell me, you don't tell me how much to sow, tell me how much to give him. Look at him sitting behind that big desk. I'm behind a big desk, too. When I called him back. Big old high back chair, you know. Money, I think I had some money on the desk. But he just got another raise today. So now we see, and there's a whole lot of things, lesson in between these verses, but I'm just going to these verses now and we'll come back. So I have some principles down here for you. But we can see that this grace has to be bestowed on you. I'm back at the first verse. That word is bestowed. What did it mean? What does bestowed mean? Placed on you? Laid up on you? Given to you? All right. So we're talking about a grace now. We're talking about you just can't jump up and say, I'm going to be a sower. I'm going to sow just like her. No, you're going to do it two times. Her going to still be sowing. Because she's wearing something you're not wearing. And I see that you can come to a point where this become a finished grace. I'm going to go over it again. In other words, it's no doubt about whether I'm going to sow or not. I live to sow. I love to sow. And you know, the purpose of God is in this too. See, a sore in the kingdom of God is fulfilling the purpose of God in the earth realm. Next verse. Look at another verse. And I'll come back. The seventh verse now. The seventh verse. We shout off of everything. He's a lily in the valley. We shout off of that. He's a bright morning star. We shout off that. He's soon coming back. We shout off of that. And then somebody, the gifts of the Spirit, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. We want all that. And we got faith for that. But this have seemed to be, this giving and receiving, and this financial message have seemed to be a curse. And you have not understood it at large. Look at that seventh verse, if you will, with me. These boys was preaching, boy. Therefore, as you abound in, increase greatly, abound mean. Abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence and in your love to us. Notice what he said then now. See that you abound or increase greatly in this grace also. Look at me. Most of you all in here are not sowing enough. Because you're going to have to sit in this class and this grace is going to have to get on you. And you've got to hear it from God. You've got to hear this from God. You know, you're not going to take my word on it. You've got to hear from God, but God will tell you. So here it says, see that you abound in this grace also. And so people abound in everything else. They'll pray all night. But then when it's time to give, you know, it used to be, boy, the preacher preached good, the choir sing good, and when the offering time come, a stiffness and a stillness come on the church. Let's hurry up and get this over with. I mean, know what I'm talking about. Don't y'all sit there and lie. Because we didn't know the ramification of it, that the Lord wanted to put a grace on us that we could be blessed. And we didn't know both ends of the spectrum. That's what it was. Are you following it? And many today, some sitting in this room, some watching by internet, including ministers, are still in that same category because they don't recognize how much God wants them to be stewards over. See, sowing elevates your stewardship. And when you pass seed tests, promotion comes behind it. And my service make you nervous all over the world. Isn't it? Make preachers, they be nervous than preachers before. They be nervous. They get nervous. Yeah, because there's an anointing came with the assignment God gave. And people just give. But we got a lot of testimony. People receive them too. All right. Next verse. Verse 9. I'm dealing with these graces. Now the preacher comes to a point to say that the Jesus dying on the cross has something to do with my giving and receiving. Notice what he says here. For you know the grace, that is, now underline every time you see grace, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Now, what's the context of this teaching? Why am I not rich then? If he died for me to be rich, why am I catching so much hell in this financial arena? Or why am I living on survival? Or why am I existing financially? And I know there are those of you here in this room existing financially. Why I'm just existing if I miss one check? You know, when I heard the teaching, paycheck to paycheck living is one of the major fortes of a normal life in the world system. Because they don't pay you enough to play like they play. The big man play. All the small boys ain't got no toys. Big man, play, man. Yeah. Play big, because I see them out there. I'll be out there where they are.
Yeah.
Play big. See? Yes, sir. I receive. That's a $1,000 check. Now, these are sores that you're seeing. Don't sit there and think you never can do this. Right now, you don't want to do it. Because you don't understand. You see what I'm saying? But can I be truthful up in here? See, right now, you don't even want that anointing. You say, $1,000? I don't want that. Because you don't fully understand. See. Sowing, listen to me. Sowing will whip saving every time. Because the bank cannot pay interest like God. They don't have enough. See, God sometimes double, triple. Then God just send the whole truck. And so we must come in grip with this. We here, aren't we?
Yeah.
And we got to live in this world, right?
Yeah.
It's going to take some money.
Yeah.
So if he died for me to be rich, why I'm not rich? And then there are those who say, God don't want you rich. Well, he lied then. The preacher lying in his text then. And then some say, God wants you rich spiritually. If you ever get rich spiritually, if you ever get rich spiritually, partner, you're talking about going to be rich. Because you're going to walk with him then. In his promises and the things he said, you're talking about going to be rich. Can you see that? Can you see the fallacy of saying that? God talking about being rich spiritually. If you ever, blessed be the God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Then Paul in that same chapter, Ephesians 1:3, then he said, now, may the Lord open the eyes of your understanding that you might know what is the hope of your calling and what is the riches of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of the power toward us who believe. That's rich. Because actually, the promises of God, you listening? The promises of God, they are our inheritance. Even in the Old Testament, it said, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and add no sorrow with it. I bought a sack of 35 pounds of live crawfish the other day. The man said, $110. I said, hurry up and put it in the truck. And then, you know, said, people who don't know the system, man, them crawfish high, ain't they? Man, I want some crawfish. I don't care how much. He could have said $400-something. Put it in the truck. Then he tried to put it in another car because I went there in a black car one time, but I was in my big dually truck. And he's putting in another man. I said, no, that's my car. I said, Doc, what? I said, it's mine ready. When you got that, Doc? That's another $1,000 check. When you got that, Doc? I've been had it. That's the sweetest woman in the world just walking in the house. Black beauty. Why she don't like it? Well, yeah, a handful of $100 bills. Look, hundreds. Do it make you nervous in the service. I'm trying to break you out of that, you know. Now, you're going to have to become in the wisdom of sowing. Whoa, I like that. Sit down. The wisdom. Write that down. The wisdom of sowing. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you the wisdom of sowing. Now, the reason we don't have to work on the other end, when you get the sowing right, the other end going to take care of itself. You don't have to go on both ends. The other end going to take care of itself. Are you following me? So ask the Lord to give you the wisdom of sowing. The wisdom of sowing. Because the reason that Many are not out of debt, and the reason that they have their needs are not fully met is because this has to be access. When you say, you know, the Lord Jesus, he was rich and became poor that we might become rich. Well, that has to be access. That's not automatic. See, the seed access prosperity. The seed access wealth. The seed access abundance. The seed sown access increase. See, people trying to pray for increase. No, when you pray, God's going to give you a seed. But God's not going to bypass his system for you because you're spiritual. You're going to have to die to the seed and stop eating it. All right, that's verse 9. Let's look in the 9th chapter and the 8th verse. It's working right up to that. Grace working right up to this. 9 and 8 now. See, the two chapters we're dealing with. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And notice he didn't say by faith. See, it's by faith, but people talking about, I got this by faith. You've been telling me that the last 90 years. You ought to be manifested now. You see, well, you know what I'm trying to get over. Is that spiritual attitude we try to project because it's not working as the scripture says it should work for us, so we need training so we can make it work. Beloved, I'm for you.
Yes, you are.
I'm for you. I'm not here, you know, if I say something that looks like I'm trying to decast or say something big and I tell about stuff I have and curtain and all that stuff, I'm just telling you it's there.
Right.
Yes, I have it whether I say it or not.
It no
telling what that woman going, what they going to call to get them crazy in that house.
Yeah.
But they're going to hang. They're going to get them in there.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to enjoy them.
Yeah.
See? And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound into every good work. And sometimes read that in Amplified, Bobby. Sometimes read that. You'll see some things, all right? So now, there's one more grace I want you to see. In the 14th verse of that 9th chapter, he says, and by their prayers for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you. So there's an exceeding grace. I think that'll go for 320.
Yes.
Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we actually think, according to the power that worketh in us. Well, I tell you what, sowing is one of the powers that need to be working in you. For Ephesians 3:20, sowing. I mean, you can come up with all the love and all the other stuff, but sowing is one of the powers that need to be working for Ephesians 3:20, because you're talking about God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to power. God cannot buck his system for your spirituality. Sowing is spiritual. Got that? Now, embracing the seed sowing grace of God, this first grace you talk about in the first verse of the 8th chapter, when that grace come upon you or bestowed upon you, it don't make no difference where you at financially. It doesn't matter. Once that grace come, I remember when it came on me, it came out, if you never heard my testimony, I call him the Roche man. He was the man, he was like the organ man, but I call him the Roche man. It's way back about 37 years ago. And he come to spray the church, you see. We just had got able somebody to spray the church. Stop some of them visitors. And so I was taking care of basically all the business. And this man come and he got less 10%. I said, so what is this for less 10%? He said, oh, Reverend, I'm a tither.
Now I'm saying I'm not a God. I'm the pastor. Because they didn't tithe. Nobody don't tithe. He said, I'm a tithe. He said, I give the Lord 10% of all my work, everything I do. So I stiff that off, you know. And then I get in my car and turn the radio on. The man said, you ought to tithe. That's two times. Now I'm going to see another preacher to talk to him about something. And I wasn't going to talk to him about no tithing. And I got in his house for a few minutes we were talking. He said, Doc, you know, tithing is something, isn't it? So I just start tithing. I said, my wife, 10% of everything coming to this house, got to go, the Lord got to get the first 10%. We just start doing it. We wasn't in no condition to talk about extra. We ain't had no extra. Extra, read all about it, bro. Wasn't no extra. See, you can't wait to do something when the Spirit reveals it to you, because then the human element, you're dependent on yourself. See, grace took over. It was, yeah, we found out that it was to do, so grace took over, so we just start doing it. And we just kept, as we started learning, we just kept training and kept coming up. Now we can buy 6 to 12 house home at one time and don't go look at them. People never see you. Just call and tell them, you know, you take this number here. Call the bank and tell them that I told you to call, and we want that house. That's the Lord. So the Lord ain't making a way somehow no more. He's made a way, and I've learned how to cooperate with him. Are you getting this?
Yes.
If you feel yourself getting a little angry, that's real good. Because that means it's working on you. It means it's irritating you some that you can make your move, all right? Now, the reason I said that, when this grace was bestowed upon them, watch the second verse now. How then the great trial of affliction. Anybody know about great trial of affliction in finances? The abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their life. That don't even sound right, man. How they going to abound to the riches of their liberality? How liberality they got in here? How you become liberal, broke? Living in poverty, talking about I'm liberal. I'm waiting for the gifts up. For to their power, a bad record. Now watch this now. Watch this. And beyond their power, something has happened to them. Huh? Come on. And beyond their power, something have happened to their mind. Something have happened to their soul.